أما بعد، وصايا للرجال تسعوا في الزوجات. Advices for men that pleases their wives. We'll continue talking about those advices. Last advice we spoke about last time. إثني على زوجتك عندما تقوم بعمل يستحق الثناء. من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of those things is to commend your wife when she does something that deserves praise. So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that a person who does not show gratitude to people, he does not really show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever the thing that your wife does, praise her for it. Whether it is cooking, whether it is shopping, whether it is the way she takes care of herself, whether the way she takes care of the house, anything that you see positive, always let her know that you appreciate it, you're aware of it, you see it, and you thank her for it. Before I continue with that, some of the sayings of philosophers and wise men referring to men and women, I'll say it to you and you be the judge to see if this is true or not. يقول الرجال يصنعون على الأمور هذه حقيقة لكن النساء يصنعن الرجال هذه حقيقة من ساعدات. Men actually do great things. This is a reality. But women, they are the one who manufacture real men. That is something we all tend to forget. True? I agree with that. يقول الرجل رجل في بعض الأوقات والأنثى أنثى في كل الأوقات. Man is a man sometimes, and a woman is a woman all the time. Agree? Agree with that too. إذا تكلم الرجل حاول أن يكون منطقيا، وإذا تكلمت المرأة حاولت أن تكون جذابة. When a man talks, he tries to be logical. And when a woman talks, she tries to be attractive. Agree? Don't agree, bro? No? It is agree. I agree 100%. إذا رأيت رجلا يفتح باب السيارة لزوجته فاعلم أن أحدهما جديدا. السيارة أو الزوجة. If you see a man opening the door to his wife, the door of a car, then know one of the two is new. It's either the car or his wife. Do you agree? Generally, yeah. Now, sometimes we have very gentlemen who do open the door for their wives without being new and without new. أحسن الرجال حظا مع النساء هو الرجل القادر على الاستغناء عنهن. The best man who is real lucky with his wife is the one who is capable of staying not in need for her. Agree? I agree. When a woman sees that her husband is in need for her, she runs away. When he gives up, she comes. This is something that generally happens. الرجل القوي هو الذي يخضع المرأة لإرادته دون أن يأمرها بذلك. Strong man is the man that makes his wife submit to him without commanding her. This is a very positive quality if a man can do that. through his behavior, through his actions, through his conversation, through his gifts, through whatever he does, where his wife really loves him and takes care of him without having to tell her do this or do that or don't do this or don't do that. يقول إذا أحب الرجل أصبح له عشر عيون وإذا أحبت المرأة أصبح لها ألف لسان. When a man loves a woman, and remember we're talking about wives, he will start to have 10 eyes. Do you know what that means? Anyone? He becomes very suspicious. He's constantly surveilling the situation, her, where she goes, where she comes and all that, because he's so attracted to her and holds so much in love with her, he fears that he loses her. When a woman loves a man, she starts to have a thousand tongue, because when she is in love, she cannot control her emotions, she will start to talk about it to him. And finally, and this is so true, and some people fall in it, and it's amazing how they do that. أغلى أنواع الرجال الذي يحب امرأة لا يحب. The most ignorant man is the man who loves a woman who doesn't love her. If you do that for hope, to build a relationship for the sake of the children or something, but to fall in love and submit to someone who doesn't love you, doesn't care for you, it's amazing how some people do that, unless they are really doing that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a positive result, especially children. طيب, let's go back to our advices. توقف عن توبيخ التجريح والذي يعني يشين المرأة أو يجرح مشاعرها. Stop saying things that hurts the feeling of your spouse by mentioning something that she doesn't like. If you talk so much about your mother, about her cooking, or about your sister, or about the wife of your brother, or someone else, that kills your wife and make her gradually lose her love toward you and lose the trust. حاول أن توفر لها الإمكانيات التي تشجعها على تحصيل المعاد. If you see your wife interested in continuing education, interested in doing something that she wants to increase her knowledge for, to do something positive in her life, facilitate that for her as long as it is in accordance with the Sharia, and as long as this is not going to take her away from fulfilling their obligations as a wife and as a mother. So this is what we always say. If a woman needs to go and work, the environment has to be right, the dress, Islamic dress has to be there, and her obligations at home has to be fulfilled because this is her department. If the husband agrees with that, if she can forego some of the duties that she was supposed to do and her husband agrees with that, that's a different story. But we need to keep in mind, we're not talking about cook and sweep and fix the bed and wash the clothes and such. We're talking children. If the man is at work and his wife wants to work and he agrees with her to work and the children are abandoned, who's taking care of the children? Who's going to raise the children? This is a problem where it has to be addressed, number one, before a woman can go out to work and before the permission is sought by a woman the security of being with her husband. And also, among those securities that she needs to know, she needs to feel secure that you can take care of her financially. You can supply for her what she needs, even if she is rich and she is not in need for you. A woman needs to have an alternative and someone to take the place of her father. This is how she's created. Whether she has the money or she doesn't, she wants someone to take the place of her father. That's why many women tend to compare their husbands to their father. My father used to do this to me. My father used to buy this for me. My father never said this to me. So she is attached to her father. This is normally when boys and girls become adults, the girl tend to attach to her father and the boys tend to attach to their mother. That is also something natural to happen. So the woman, the wife, normally remembers her father, and that's what most of the husbands hear when she wants to talk about her family. She talks about her father, what her father used to do. Whether it is positive or negative, this is the subject. So a woman wants to feel that you're there and you can take care of her and you can replace her father because she is not having a father. So you need to make sure that you always give her the feeling that I can take care of you, whether you need the money or you don't need the money, I will take care of you. I'm not going to rely on your money, I'm not going to take your money. Your money is your money, and my money is your money. لَرَيْنَا حُبِّكَ لِزَوْجِكَ وَحُبِّكَ لِوَلِدَيْكَ وَأَهْلِكَ. You don't want to exceed your love when you compare your love to your wife and your father and mother and family. Meaning, you need to balance. You don't want to show your wife that you love her, your mother more than her, and you don't want to show your mother that you love your wife more than her. Not every man can do that. And the man needs to be very smart when he deals with things like that, because you don't want to lose your mother and you don't want to lose your father. Yes, our mother is very important. If worse comes to worse, you pick your mother over your wife. But this is not how you're going to run the family. This is not how you're going to tell your wife, you know, if I have to drop one, it's going to be you. I'll divorce you before I leave my mother. She knows that you should love your mother more, but she's not going to buy into coming. You know, sometimes reality is painful. You just need to go around it. And I was dealing with an issue, a divorce issue, and when it got so heated up, the argument and the fight between the husband and wife, the husband told her, get away from my face. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you have no brains and no faith. Look how he attacked her. Look how she might say something negative about the whole religion at an instant like that. But look how smart she was. She answered him, well, yes, I don't have a big brain because of the testimony Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, the two for one. And I don't have the faith, or I'm lacking little faith because of the menstrual cycle. She said, he has nothing to say. Because she was smart. She contained his comment. He intended to boil her feelings and to really make her go out of mind. And she was smart. She explained it to him, which, to be honest with you, I don't think he knows this answer. He probably just knows that no brain and less than in faith, which means he's praising himself indirectly, saying, I have the brains and I have the faith in God. But she was smart in dealing with him. So balance with that. كُنْ لِزَوْجَتِكَ كَمَا تُحِبْ أَنْ تَكُونَ لَكَ. We always say that. Do for your wife what you like her to do for you. Don't expect her to look good and you don't look good. No, do the same. She's a human being and you're a human being. She likes to see you looking good, just spike you up like it was here. Ibn Abbas, he said that, I take care of myself like my wife takes care of herself. أعطيها قسما واحدا من الترفيه خارج المنزل. You know, many people, they get married for 10, 15 years, 20 years, they hardly go out anymore. They might go overseas, visit with the family, and come back, and really when they are in the family, they're not together. You know, she's with her family, he's with his family. They haven't done really anything together, especially when they have children. It's always, the children are there, the family are there, we're going together, no, we're not really together. We're going to visit friends, women together, men together. So, when are you going to meet together? If you are thinking about the end of the night, this is not going to establish really a romantic relationship if a person is just thinking about that too. Now, women like to be romantic a lot more than men. Men don't care for romance as much as women do. So, you are to please your wife. You are to make a happy relationship, a happy family. So, it's nice if every now and then you go to a restaurant alone, right? Arrange for a babysitter, arrange for a family to take care of the children, and go to a restaurant. What's wrong with going and getting a room in a hotel? Why people don't, it's always the house and the bedroom and all. Why not just go and you go for a dinner, you spend $100 or $200, you go to Chuck E. Cheese and you spend $200 or $300 for your children. Why can't you go get yourself a decent hotel, $70, $80 specials all over the places, and go spend the night with your wife? Just let her know that you really appreciate her and you want to be with her and you're doing something. See, women want to see initiatives. They want to see you try. Generally, if a husband knows how to deal with his wife, they're not too demanding. Or when they demand, it's easy to lose their track of thinking. A smart man could think, you know, I don't want women to understand the secret. A smart man can really deal with his mind, with his wife sometimes with their mind like a child. You know, like a child, for instance, sometimes the school used to come, he falls down, scratching his hand. And he's coming, Mr. Hazard, he pushed me, he hurt me. And then he's holding his hand, and then I go, MashaAllah, you got big muscles. What do you do? What do you mean? It's like, the pain is gone, the crying is gone, his mind is not even there. You see him come quickly, stop crying, and start telling you what you have for breakfast on that. Believe me, women can be dealt with the same way. Now, you just need to know how to deal with it. And we'll get to some more of that. So, شاركها فيما تحب أن تشارك فيها. Share with her what she likes to share with you. Let's go where? To visit my mom. Let's go where? To visit my mom. Let's go where? To visit my mom. Well, say one time, let's go visit your mom. Let's go visit your parents. Let's go to your relative. Show her that the things that you like her to come with you, you like to go with her. Show her family love and respect and care, even if you don't like it or you don't get along with it. It's for her. You like your wife and you love your wife, so why not make her feel good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You always say, the woman, do this for your husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't think you can do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your wife? When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khayrukum khayrukum li ahli, the best among you is the best of his wife. So this is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the best? In what? In manners, in relationship, in food, in drinks, in dealing, in everything. So part of that is share with her and show her that I care for your feelings like I want you to share your feelings with me and with my family, and that's why I'm doing the same to you. لا أجعلها تضار من عمل. We said that before that don't make her jealous of your work. As I mentioned before, the topics that we are talking about,
you will see some of those things will be kind of repeated. It's not really repeated. There are so many things that will be shared. When we talk about men, we'll say the same thing, that women share the same thing. When we talk about marriage, there will be overlapping a lot. But this serves as the scholar says, knowledge can be initiation, and it can be confirmation, and it can be affirmation. Okay? I can give you a fresh knowledge. Haven't heard of it before. And I can give you a piece of knowledge that confirms the knowledge that you have. And I can give you a piece of knowledge that make you really understand the one you have. So don't ever think that when the Shaykh talks about a hadith or something that you already know it, mashallah, I don't need to listen to it so I can go. No, there are so many kinds, different kinds, at least three kinds of how to get the knowledge. So don't make your wife jealous of your work. Your wife is like a child. Just like I said, the way you maneuver the child with your talking, you can maneuver the wife with your talking. The same thing here. She wants you for herself. Just like a child, when you play with him, if you play with someone else, it does you know. You are the ball for a child. And see if you're always for another one. He would run and take it. No, it's mine. My turn, my turn, my turn. All the time we tell you that. Why? Because he wants it, period, for himself. Women like that. She, your wife, wants you to be for herself. Now listen to this, what a philosopher said, and I want you to explain it to me because I don't get it. It was said that, إِنْ أَرَدْتَ أَنْ تَكُونَ مَحْبُوبًا عِنْدَ النِّسَاءِ فَمَازِحِ الْمَرْأَةَ كَالطِّفْلَ وَالطِّفْلَ كَالْمَرْأَةَ. If you want to be lucky with your wife, joke with her like a baby and joke with the baby like a woman. I get one, you get the other one. Ponder over that and let me know if you do. كلما خرجت من البيت ودعها بابتسامة أو حتى في البوسة. مش حتى في البوسة، وفي البوسة. أعجبكم ولا ما أعجبكم؟ وكمان في البوسة. حتى أمام الأولاد. When you leave the house, whether you leave it one time or two times or ten times, say السلام عليكم. Kiss your wife and leave. Even in front of the children, in fact, make it a point that the children see. Because if your children see that you are in love with your, if they see their parents in love, trust me, they're going to be so confident with their wife and with themselves. And they're going to have a strong character. Anytime you see a family, the parents fighting all the time, children grow up not natural. They will tend to look for something to compensate. When you fight with your wife in front of the children, now this is the worst thing that you can do, but it happens sometimes. Make sure you catch up with it immediately. Like smile and laugh and you say, see what love does. Sometimes you have so much love, you blow up. You make it like a joke. You messed up in front of them. You're not supposed to do that. Or even when you, sometimes the woman can't control herself and she starts screaming and yelling in front of the children. And you sit quiet and eat and everything, and you are doing this for the sake of the children. Quiet and everything, and you just raise your eyes and you look, she loves me. Your children know that she's mad, but they're going to laugh. And they're going to see how you are responding. If you have a daughter, she's going to go and take after you. And I guarantee you, when she gets married and her husband, if she does something and her husband does otherwise, she's going to kill him. I used to see when my mom screamed at my dad, he would stay quiet and he would become even joking and more loving. Not like you. And if you have a son, he will start behaving like you if he gets in the future married. Women need to be dealt with like that. They have a lot of pressure at home. Allah, you need it with You go home ahead and you say, I have somebody ruined my day. And well, she has children that can ruin her seconds in every day. So you need to absorb, just like a man went to Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he wants to complain to him about his wife. When he got closer to the house, he heard the screaming of the wife of Umar al-Khattab at Umar al-Khattab. So he turned around and he said, I guess he's not any better than me. And we're talking about a leader. And we're talking about women run away from Umar al-Khattab. Yani how harsh he used to be, and how tough he used to be, and how manly he used to be, they used to fear him. One time when he entered the house of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all women were, their voices were loud. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was quiet. When he entered, they all scattered. They ran away. And he got, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was laughing. He told them, O Prophet of Allah, tell me what makes you happy so I can laugh with you. He told him what happened. He got mad at them. And he said, all the enemies of yourselves, you fear me and you don't fear Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, yes, we fear you. He's not as harsh as you. Now Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to comfort him because he doesn't want him to take it in a negative way. Now his harshness is positive in the sight of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he told him, O Umar, wallahi, if you take a path, the shaitan will take a different path from the fear of you. Shaitan himself will not dare to mess up to mess with Umar al-Khattab. So to comfort him. But the point that I'm trying to make here is Umar al-Khattab with those qualities, his wife was screaming at him. The man turned around, Umar al-Khattab noticed him. So he called him. He came back and he said, and you came and you left, what's going on? He said, well, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said, I came to complain to you about my wife. I found you in a situation worse than mine. So look how he told him. He told him, she sweeps my house. She cooks my food. She takes care of my children. Is it too much for me to be patient with her when she raises her voice every now and then? خيركم خيركم ليه, the best among you, the best is wives. To us, no. Or don't act like you are the only one who's carrying the loads. And I go to work and I do this and I work like a donkey and you insult yourself with more words than you could ever hear from anyone else, just to prove to your wife that whatever she's doing is not sufficient. Don't do that, and this is not the way to do it. So, when you leave the house, smile, win a kiss, as-salamu alaykum, it will do a lot of changes. And make it like a must. It's not like you're at the door, salamu alaykum, salamu alaykum, okay, yalla, ma'as-salami. No. If you take extra steps and you go look for her to give her that kiss, I guarantee you it will be planted in her heart for you to know that you took the initiative and the effort to go look for her to give her that. That's an extra. Because sometimes it gets so familiar. You know, like the way you hear in a relationship here and then, love you, and you hang it and I love you. This is so cheap. We're talking real and honest relationship, not just something, some cheap words or cheap behavior. انظر معها إلى الحياة من دار واحد. Look and see life with her with the same window. Look through the same window. Don't have your plans in one area and she is in a different area. You're sharing your life with her. You're going to live with her. You're going to move with her. You're going to. Everything is with her, so why are you having plans different than hers? Both of you have to have the same thing. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا النِّسَاء شَقَائِقُ الرِّجَالِ اسْتَوْصُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا رِفْقًا بِالْقَوَارِيرِ. Take care of women. physical bodies have been taken care of. They're fragile. You can easily break your heart. You can easily harm them. You can easily do so many things. So be aware of that and don't take that as something negative against her and take advantage of it. No, rather take care of it and keep it that way. حاول أن تساعد زوجتك في الأعمال المنزلية. Try to help your wife with the chores at home. Just because you have muscles doesn't mean that you cannot catch, hold a plate and clean it and wash the dishes. Just because you think that you have a suit and a tie and everything doesn't mean you can't sweep the floor. Just because you're a man, it doesn't mean that you cannot throw the clothes in the washer and the dryer or stack them with her, or see her stacking the clothes, take that stack and go put it in the proper place. I'm sure you know where your clothes are, your clothes is. Right? Or you tell her to go find me this and go find me that. So those little things, not just you doing it, the best of mankind, Prophet Muhammad said, he used to do it. Aisha radiallahu anha reported that Prophet Muhammad came to him at the end. He used to sew his clothes, he used to milk the sheep, he used to do things. But look at this, and I want you to keep your mind open. كان يقول في مهنة أهله فإذا حضر في الصلاة خرج. He's washing dishes, they say. Once he hears Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, I'm not going to rinse it. Drop it and go. This tells your wife the importance of the religion. This tells your children the importance of the salah in particular. The most beloved thing to you should be dropped when the time of salah comes. This is how you can be a role model to your children, a role model to your wife. When you tell your wife to wake up early on time and pray on time, and she sees how conscious you are about the salah, and how uncomfortable you become when you are late from doing it in the proper time, she will listen to you and she will understand what you are trying to pass, you are applying yourself, and naturally it will be implanted and instilled in the heart of your wife and the heart of your children. We are the opposite. When we are doing something to help, if the salah comes, we say, I need to finish that. It's not nice to leave the work, half work, Allah will forgive me, Jama'ah prayer is not a must. And we have the time for Dhuhr, to Asr, and Eid. You find every excuse to continue work and not run for the salah, and that is not positive. It's negative because you can always pray and come back and do it. حاول أن تغض الطرف عن النقائص. Close your eyes when you see something wrong. أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله, he said, تسعة أعشار الأخلاق أو الخلق في التجاهل. تجاهل مش جاهل. تجاهل يعني ترى الشيء وتحسب أنك لم تر. You see something and you act like you did not see it. This is 9/10 of that behavior, good behavior with your spouse. See something wrong from her, pretend like it's not there. This is a good matter, and this is how you will lead a good life with your wife. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ الَّذِي لَا يَغْفِلْ لِلْمَرْأَةِ هَفَوَاتِهَا لَا يَتَمَتَّعْ بِمَطَائِلِهَا. Know that the man who doesn't forgive and forget the little slips of his wife, he's not going to enjoy her good points and good behavior that she has. Because every time when you talk about those, she's not going to start to give you the good things that you have. And therefore, you need to remember the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam: لَا يَفْرُقْ مُؤْمِنٌ مُؤْمِنًا إِنْ كَرِهَ مِنْهَا خُلُقًا رَضِيَ مِنْهَا آخَرَ. Let no believing man hate his spouse because of a certain man. If he doesn't like this matter, there are others for him to like. So meaning, don't just think on certain things and ignore all the positive aspects. Look at those and should always flirt with his wife. You know what flirting is, right? Yeah, 16 years old, no, and mashallah, 50s and 60s, no. That tells you how wonderful your life is. Brother, when you get married for so long, as I said, there's a fact about men that women need to know, and men need to wake up for it, and probably even look at themselves and say, he's right. Or, when you get to that, you'll remember. Men, after the age of 40, do we have anyone after 40? Mashallah, 50 almost. Men, after the age of 40, they tend to become so bored with the same things. Yani, if you see the meal is the same, you hate yourself. If you see the woman looks the same or dressed the same, you bore the things easily after the age of 40. And probably you can confirm what I'm going to say. That's why most of the men who crone around, you know what croning, right? Redundant, however, shall I? Who crone around, I want to marry again, or I want to marry another woman or something. Most of them after 40, after they pass the 40, they stop talking about that. Why? Because of this fact, they tend to get bored easily. And that's why you, if you know this from yourself, you will start to change things, and you will start to not do the same thing over and over. And that's why you want to flirt all the time. And women love that. That's why women dress how they dress. That's why they look like wearing a hijab. That's why they like mixing. That's why they like to, all of those things, because they like attention. And if the woman gets that attention from her husband, she's not going to be dying about it outside. It's a fact. If you lose, if you are lacking something, you will seek it somewhere else. You know, of course we have the faith that controls us and restrains us. But not everybody has that kind of faith, or the faith level of faith are higher. So a person who needs to do that needs to understand that this is something that is a real thing in women, and it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be done properly, where a man can always make his wife feel that she is new, and she is fresh, and she is attractive, and he's still interested in her. He needs to flirt, he needs to be kind, he needs to play with her. Look at Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When one of the companions got married, what did he say? فَهَلَّ ذِكْرًا تُدَاعِبُكَ أَوْ تُدَاعِبُكَ أَوْ تُدَاعِبُكَ. Why didn't you marry a virgin who would play with you and play with her? Now, this is not to say that this is the only way that you can flirt or play with her, it has to be a virgin. No. It is, usually, as I said before, the woman, you don't want to marry a woman whose heart is attached with another man. Her husband died, or she got divorced, and she still had the feeling, you don't want that. So Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, basically, he wants to emphasize the fact, you need to play with your wife. When Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raced with Aisha radiallahu anha, can you picture the entire army at a time of war? He advances them, he tells them to move forward so he can race with Aisha radiallahu anha. Where? What kind of leader sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was? A time of war, you're thinking about pleasing your wife, you're thinking about dealing with your wife like a child. Remember what we said? Play with your wife like you play with a child. She likes to have you for herself. He's a leader. In leadership, men like, it's like he is for the army, not for her. She once? Twice. Twice he did it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show us that it was not just a simple coincidence. It is something intended to please and comfort the heart of his wife. Why can't we do that? This is what Umar al-Khattab also said. يَبْدَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ الرَّجُلُ بِأَهْلِ كَالصَّبِيلِ وَإِذَا كَانَ فِي الْقَوْمِ كَانَ رَجُلٌ. He said, a man is fitting for him to be like a child with his wife and like a man when he steps outside with other men. At home, let her be in control. Let her deal with her like you're a little child. Okay, it's yours. I have all yours. Yeah, okay, whatever. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's wrong with that? If that pleases your wife, you have a good life. Actually, the person who does that, you see him outside, if he is a leader or a manager or something, you see him so easygoing with the people. Why? Because he is so content from the inside, he has the leadership. See, the person, when he tells his wife, you're the boss, he doesn't mean it, you know that. She knows he doesn't mean it. But it sounds good. A woman doesn't like to hear the ayah, men have the upper hand of their women, they are in charge and they behave them and they command them and they have to obey them. They know that this is a reality and they believe in it. But they don't like to hear someone bragging about it. This is like you're in the house of somebody and you know you're in his house. And he comes and tells you, don't do this and that because this is my house. How would you like it? I almost went to jail for that. He told me this is my stereo. But you know, killing back home is like salam alaykum. And we don't mean it either. So when you tell someone, tell him I killed you, I told you, no, this is just a rhetoric. This is just a word. It's not intended. So I told him, man, if you say that one more time, I'll kill you. I was just coming here. Well, boy, it wasn't 9/11, and he still took it seriously, took it to the school supervisor. And everything. I said, hey, I don't mean it. I was just saying it. And now I tell my child that. Stop or I kill you. We don't mean that. But it's so long and I mean it. If you say I said it, because I did that to one guy recently. And he was so serious. And I said, brother, you're giving me. He said, you're threatening me. And I said, I'm not threatening you. He said, yes, you are. And then after that, when I started explaining, he said, brother in Somalia, we say that, we do it. Good. Time is up. I said, 5 minutes. And last because if your wife criticizes you, take it with an open heart. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wives, they used to answer him back sometimes. And he never got angry. And as I said, Umar ibn Khattab, she was screaming at her and he left it there. So if your wife does that and she's wrong, take it from her. Swallow it every now and then. You love her. You want happiness. You want to make her happy. You want to get the hasanah. Then do it. And ahsan ila zawjik wa awladik kullu ma'ani, I conclude with that. Be good to your wife in every meaning. Khayrukum khayrukum. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أفضل دينار تنفقه على أهلك. The best dollar you spend, the one you spend on your wife. So you can imagine, you want to give charity and everything, make your wife happy, she'll make you happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you, you have a happy house and a happy relationship, and inshallah, next time we'll talk about something that has to do with cleanliness. This cleanliness can be a broad subject at home, in body, everything. We'll talk about that inshallah. We'll continue.
back and then we'll have a question or comments from